All right, let's get to Ashley's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And it's Ashley in quotes. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I really enjoy listening to your show. Need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping you can help me figure out what to do.
Okay.
Recently found out that the man I've been dating for the past 6 months is actually married.
Oh, no.
I am totally heartbroken. I truly was into him, thought he was me too.
Uh-huh.
And now I know I need to end things, but I'm struggling with what to do next.
Uh-huh.
Part of me feels like I should let his wife know the truth, but I'm worried about making a painful situation even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should just walk away quietly? Or does his wife deserve to know what's been going on for the past 6 months?
Mm.
I feel so torn. Would really appreciate any guidance you can give.
Oh my gosh. Now, this is not a unique situation, unfortunately. And we've had these before. And it's just like, and every time we approach this, it's valid arguments on both sides where people are like, I am so glad that the mistress reached out to me and said something because I had no clue.
Yeah.
And then others are like, hey, let them work that out. It's all going to come out eventually. You just need to walk away. And so, you know, thankfully, you or I have never been in this situation.
Well, no, I have.
Oh, well, okay. Not married, right?
Not married, yeah, but yeah, I was in a 4-year relationship that apparently some people could have let me know a lot sooner than they did.
So, okay.
Of what had been going on.
Unpack that real quick for those who don't know.
Well, so I've been dating a guy for 4 years. And then a coworker of mine said, hey, I know someone that's been in your house. And I'm like, huh.
I know someone who's been in your house.
Yes. Tell me more about that. Like, yeah, that you probably don't know about.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about that. Gave me the girl's phone number. And I called her and she's like, yep, he said you guys broke up, but I saw the pictures on the wall
of
you two.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Had questions. So she's like, hang on, puts me on like hold and then does a three-way calling thing where I'm just listening.
Yeah.
And so she proved it. I thanked her when we got off the phone and then I called him. I'm like, we need to chat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of how that ended.
How?
And then I sat down with one of my friends, the girlfriends of one of his friends, said, yeah, it's been going on like your entire relationship.
Okay, so
they were friends with him first, so their loyalties laid with him.
Man.
To not say anything
for four years. And are you still, like, friends with these people, or was that kind of the end of that?
No, I'm friendly with all of them. It's fine because it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure you felt.
In the moment, it was pretty jarring. I kind of felt like my entire world had just exploded.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure you felt a little bit of like betrayal from not only obviously your boyfriend, but then even his friends, where it's like, okay, you guys all knew this.
I did, but I also understood the tough position they were in.
Oh,
it would have been great if they would have spoken up a little sooner. Maybe they thought that he was going to straighten up because they liked me a lot. So,
and maybe he told them that. Who knows?
And maybe.
Would you have wanted them to tell you sooner?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But, you know, again, like I said, it was all kind of part of, that's kind of how I became a first-time homeowner.
Yeah.
And I got a house,
you know,
out of it.
There were some things that
there
collateral
some
that,
worked
that,
out.
That worked out for me. All right. So would love to hear your experience with this because I know, again, like Ashley just explained in her message to us, when you realize, and she didn't tell us like how she found out.
No,
but,
and I'm assuming that it's not a situation where he's just technically still married and he's getting a divorce.
I was going to say because the way she's like, I realize I have to end this.
Right.
Yeah. And that just stinks because then it's like, you know, she realizes, you know, what she's got to prepare for a breakup. And
yes, and then she knows that she potentially may not be the only one devastated by
this. I know. And that's what a tough situation.
Do you play a role in that or not?
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story, your take on this coming up. All right, so we are dealing with a tough group therapy with Ashley, who she was dating a great guy 6 months in, then finds out he's married.
And that's a tough one. What do you do with that? Do you just walk away, or do you feel the obligation to tell the wife, like, hey, your husband has some extracurricular activities you might want to know about?
Yeah, well, first thing, she knows she's got to walk away. But it's how she walks away is kind of the question.
But does she fully blow up his life all the way out?
Exactly. Trish says, yeah, the wife does deserve to know, but it's going to be difficult for you to be the one to tell her for the both of you. Experience tells me that the truth always comes out one way or the other. And that is tough.
It is tough. Lindsay sent us a message with personal experience. She said, tell this girl to just go away. Break up with him, just go away. She would not be telling the wife for the wife's benefit. It would be for her own revenge. I would block him and tell him if he ever contacted me again. I will tell his wife, but just tell her to go away. I found myself in the situation where I was the other woman with a married man who was lying to me.
Yeah.
Things just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I wish I would have just gone away.
Yeah.
I totally understand that, but at the same time, I don't know if she it doesn't sound like she's wanting to tell
like
him for
enact
revenge.
I was going to say, it sounds more she's
truly
pain.
Thinking, yes, like his wife has no idea.
Yeah, I think she just feels kind of like a victim, and she's just
and
in
maybe
in
an obligation to be truthful.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Terry, so what would your advice to her be?
Anonymously, I probably would and say, hey, your husband is dating people. Unfortunately, I was a casualty.
Oh, so to kind of anonymously sort of get that message to the wife.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, this is not like I heard this about your husband. Like, she was the actual person.
Yeah, she's the player in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And I feel like as a wife, I would want to know.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay. Man, because every time we have a group therapy that kind of walks down this path, we get valid arguments from both sides.
Exactly. I mean, there is.
Tell the wife,
there,
don't
I
tell
absolutely
the wife.
See the side to just walk away and let that situation self-destruct.
Yep, yep.
And especially if you don't know the situation going on, you know, what the wife is going through right now. It's a really tough call.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot. I mean, a lot of people are just like, hey, walk away. It'll work out.
Well, Sandra says, as someone that this happened to, tell the wife. She deserves to know the truth. I'm sure she truly believes the husband is being honest and faithful to her.
Yeah.
She may have a feeling, and that feeling will eat away at her, make her a person she isn't proud of. What she chooses to do with the information is on her.
Yeah, and there's others that are like, hey, I wish someone would have told me.
Right.
Okay.
And that was kind of the perspective I was coming from. Like, why didn't the people, all of them in my life for 4 years, why did they keep it to themselves before being honest with
me? And then there's John. He's the one that pulled the pin on that grenade you're holding. Throw it. Watch it blow up as you walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, he did pull the pin by choosing to date someone other than his wife.
Well, maybe that's the way to go is, and if you don't feel comfortable, like, actually meeting the wife or having that conversation, maybe then it's an anonymous sort of thing. Maybe it's a mail it to his house sort of deal where, it's addressed to her and you kind of write and tell the story, whatever. I don't know.
I know. It's like if you try to reach out on social media,
she's gonna know. Yeah.
Yeah. But then if you send an anonymous letter, he might find it first.
Well, if you just type it and make it look like, you know, you type the envelope.
A ransom note?
Yeah. Yeah, you cut out a magazine, the letters in a magazine, your husband's unfaithful.
Yeah, no, maybe you address it to her, make it look like some sort of like a business correspondence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then
hope she doesn't just throw it away thinking it's spam mail.
Man,
gosh,
and
there's so many logistics.
There are so many logistics. And you know what? And even if you do write that letter and she doesn't read it, she throws it away, you'll at least know that you did your part and you walked away from it and you tried to get in touch with her. So I don't know. Maybe that's what you do. And but yeah, I think trying to let the wife know is probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, you try to find
her
phone number.
Don't say or.
I'm just saying you could try to find her phone number and call her.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, or don't tell her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I found out.
I got a phone call. Yep.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I'm sorry this is happening to you, Ashley. That is never a good thing, and especially when you find out that you are all of a sudden the other woman.
Well, yeah, and then I know you kind of feel like you're an accessory to a crime.
Right. Yeah. That you didn't know you were a part of. So
right.
That is tough, and I know you're feeling a lot of feelings right now, so just stay.
Take some time, sift through it.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, hey, keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.